Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is the verse on the board now? Okay. This is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, chapter 20, text 20, translation by Srila Prabhupada. There's no purport given to this verse. Please repeat after me. Jai Rupe Loile Nam Prema Upajai. Jai Rupe Loile Nam Prema Upajai. Taha Lokhan Shuno Sharup Ram Rai. Taha Lokhan Shuno Sharup Ram Rai. Jai Rupe Loile Nam Prema Upajai. Jai Rupe Loile Nam Prema Upajai. Ta lokhan shuno swarup ram rai. Taha lokhan shuno swarup ram rai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, O Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna. We're all chanting Hare Krishna. The result of chanting Hare Krishna should be, what should it be? Love of Krishna. Bhajane madhe shrishta navavidha bhakti Krishna prem Krishna dite dhare maha shakti tarmadhe sarva shrishta nama sankitan nirapara adhe nam loile pai prema dhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that of all the methods of worshipping Krishna, the nine processes, beginning with Shravan Kirtan, are the best. They all have the potency to give love of Krishna. They all have great potency to give love of Krishna and Krishna himself. And the best of all of them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, is Nama Sankirtan. If one chants offenselessly, one can get the treasure of love of God. So what is the condition, the symptoms of how one should chant? Jai Rupe Loile Nam, Prema Upajai, Taha Lokhan Shuna, the symptom. Lokhan means symptom, lakshanam in Sanskrit. What are the symptoms? What do we need to do? What takes our chanting from our present covered stage to appreciating Krishna directly as his holy name? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says elsewhere, Nirapara nam loile, without offenses if we chant. Now, this verse is in the last chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which the principal subject is the Shikshashtaka prayers. And within that, we have Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatrara Pita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha Itadrishi Tavakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaivam Idrisham Ihajani Narugaha. If you just scroll up a little bit, you'll find Srila Prabhupada's translation here is different to the one that we usually recite, which was given in the first songbook, and there's a recording of Srila Prabhupada speaking this. Srila Prabhupada's translation: My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity, And therefore you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. Srila Prabhupada incorporates in the translation of this verse that we do not get attachment for chanting due to offenses. So what would be the symptom of someone who is chanting in such a way that prem, pure love for Krishna, manifests within their heart? So we may think, well, there must be no offenses. Well, that's obviously true. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after saying this, Jai Rupe Loile Nam Prema Upajoy Taha Lokhon Shuno Shurup Ram Rai. What is the symptom of someone who's chanting in such a way that one's dormant love for Krishna awakens? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you just scroll down a little bit, Trinadapi Suni Chena Tororiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. Very well known verse. Maybe the best known verse in Shikshashtaka. This is the key. We all know the verse very well. Srila Prabhupada's translation here. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Easier said than done. It's easy to chant this verse, to actually have such humility to think that I am lower than the grass, to be more tolerant than a tree. There are four conditions by which the holy name can properly be chanted. To be more tolerant than a tree. Amanina. Srila Prabhupada translates here, without being puffed up by false pride. Manadena, giving respect to all. It's not easy, but if we can internalize this word, it's not easy because we're rascals. That's why we're in the material world. Krishna Bhuli Seji Vanadi Bahirmukh. We're all forgetting Krishna. Or Krishna Bahirmukh Kohoya Bhogavancha Kore. More specifically, becoming inimical, turning away from Krishna. We desire material enjoyment. So our natural love for Krishna becomes perverted into thinking ourselves the greatest of the great, or desiring to be in such a situation, not tolerating any impediment to our sense gratification, just the opposite of being more tolerant than a tree. And desiring respect for ourselves and not wanting to give respect to others, and desiring that others will glorify us rather than ourselves glorifying Krishna. So our position in material life is just the opposite of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching here, which we should consider very carefully as we're chanting Hare Krishna. And the aim is to awaken our dormant love of Krishna. Why are we not getting that? Because we don't have this mood. And we say, well, what about the offenses thing? Well, the two things are completely connected. If we don't have this mood of Trinadapi Sunichena Tarori Vasahishnuna Amanina Amanadena Kirtaniya Sadaharihi, that's because of offenses. We have the 10 offenses against the holy name, but the whole attitude in material life is forgetting Krishna. We shouldn't be depressed because we have the mercy of Krishna in the form of his instructions, in the form of the shastras, in the form of the devotees who teach us and uplift us. So we shouldn't think it's hopeless, but at the same time, we should be aware this is the condition needed to become even on the path of awakening our pure love for Krishna. We have to be aware of this. Now, generally, when we're discussing this Trinadapi Sunichena verse, we think of humility. But there are four conditions here. The humility of thinking oneself lower than grass, the tolerance of a tree, the not desiring to be honored, and giving respect to, having the tendency to give respect to others. Often we hear about the humility of aspect, but I want to discuss one other aspect especially just now. And for that we can show Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, texts 8 to 10, in which we'll find a description of the qualities required to attain knowledge given by Lord Krishna. The first one is amanitvam, which fits with amanina, the quality of being amani. We have Amani Prabhu here, or he's organizing, helping to organize this festival. Now, what does it mean to be amani? Very, very important to understand. Just when I arrived in Leicester on Thursday evening, I was speaking to him that it's a big name to live up to. Because we all have this tendency to want to be honored. But Krishna says that even to understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu summarizes, Jivesharup Hoy Krishna Nityadas, that humility comes from understanding I'm a servant of Krishna. That's the humility. It's not some show of humility, but it comes from understanding that I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. So even to understand that, the first thing, there are a set of principles, beginning with amanitvam. So we'll go through this. Amanitvam adambitvam ahimsa kshanti arjavam acharyopasanam shocham sthariyam atma vinigraha indriyarteshu vairagyam anahankara evacha janma mrityu jaravyadhi dukha doshanu darshanam asaktir anabhishvanga putra dara grihadishu nityang cha samachittatvam ishta nishto papatyashu maichananya yogena bhaktiravyabhicharini vivikta desha sevitvam aratir janasangsati adhyatma jnana nityatvam tatva jnanartha darshanam etaj jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yad atonyata. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth, All of these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. So any one of these qualities could be discussed in detail, but I'm focusing here on amanitvam, which Srila Prabhupada translates here as humility. And then the next is adambitvam, which pridelessness. And you may think, well, that's just two words for the same thing, isn't it? Humility and pridelessness. It's a lacking of the English language. It doesn't hone in as the Sanskrit does on these qualities. Amanitvam is part of humility, which I'll read what Srila Prabhupada says in the purport. Prideless, dumba means that kind of arrogance. Dambo, darpa, mimanascha, that we have in the demoniac qualities that which Krishna summarizes in the 16th chapter. The first he says is dumba, which means pride, arrogance, like that. So this amanitvam, which is in the Trinada P verse, without being puffed up by false pride, is in the word for word synonyms. And then in the verse translation, one who does not expect personal honor. So that's honing in on the definition of this. Man means pride or honor. So one who does not desire honor is called amani. And Srila Prabhupada translates this here, or he elaborates on this. Humility, he's analyzing. As for the knowledge outlined here, the items may be analyzed as follows. Humility, this is corresponding with amanitva, means that one should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. The material conception of life makes us very eager to receive honor from others. But from the point of view of a man in perfect knowledge who knows that he is not the body, anything, honor or dishonor, pertaining to this body is useless. Tata mana apamana yo ho. We have elsewhere in Gita, Krishna says that a self-realized person, he is indifferent to honor or dishonor. One should not be hankering after this material deception. One should not be hankering after this material deception. People are very anxious to be famous for their religion. And consequently, sometimes it is found that without understanding the principles of religion, one enters into some group which is not actually following religious principles and then wants to advertise himself as a religious mentor. As for actual advancement in spiritual science, one should have a test to see how far he is progressing. He can judge by these items. Amanitvam is mentioned first. And if we don't have this quality, or if we're not aware of the need to try to imbibe this quality, internalize this quality, then we won't be able to have any of the other qualities properly either. It's so important. Not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. It's just like thinking of oneself. We like to think of ourselves as very great, which is the opposite of trinadapi sunechana. But not only do we like to think of ourselves as being great, but we want to be honored. We want others to think that we're great. It's hard to, in material consciousness, to have this consciousness of not wanting to be honored. We like to be praised. We hate to be criticized. We can become very disturbed if people criticize us in a negative way. And on the other hand, for the sake of being honored, people go to such lengths. They'll practice for the Olympic Games, taking great austerities, just so that they can, with the hope of becoming number one in the world in whatever, running fast, 100 meters dash. When any cheetah, the animal cheetah, any ordinary cheetah can outrun the world's fastest runner. But they want that satisfaction. Nobel Prize first. Who's come first in the education? We find all over India the big billboards advertising training institutes saying that we got so many toppers. There's a word in English, Indian English, toppers. That means someone who's the top of their class. And someone who doesn't become top of the class. It's quite common after studying so hard, they don't finish top and then suicide. It's quite common because they're so anxious to be on top, to have their name on the billboard, first in the exam. Olympic Games, what's the great thing about running faster? What's the actual benefit that you can run faster than someone else in day-to-day life? What's the point? But you get your moment of glory, imagined glory, because you can run so fast. And it's forgotten very quickly. And most of the people in the world probably don't bother either. I don't think anyone here is particularly interested in what's going on in the Olympic Games. Don't know the names of any of the athletes, let alone the ones who are winning. But this motive to be praised, to prove yourself, it's very deep in the human psyche, and probably evolution, a biological evolutionary theory would explain it as the survival of the fittest, and then you want to show yourself the best, just like the elephants will fight to enjoy a she-elephant. You have to show yourself the best. So it's something like that. They'll analyze like that, which is, without taking the abiogenesis, the biological, what is it, biological evolutionary theory, even without that, we could, yeah, it's one facet of sex desire to show yourself better than others, big strong muscles, or the man and the beautiful lipstick and all these things, just to be appreciated, looking for appreciation. We want praise, we don't want to be criticized. But this is all envy of Krishna, because it's Krishna who is great. It's Krishna who should be glorified. And devotional service, or another word for devotional service, is just being normal. In this material world, it might seem to be something unusual, but in terms of reality, to perform devotional service, it's just normal, that's all. In Vrindavan, no one talks about devotional service. They just do it, that's all. Why do you breathe air? Never really thought about it. You just do it. So why do you serve Krishna? Or why do we love Krishna? They may serve Krishna by criticizing him, not praising him. That's very high level. But why do they do it? all sort of why should we do it, how we should do it, that's already surpassed in the spiritual world. Here we have to think about it. It's considered normal in this perverse world to want to show oneself to be great. That's called being a success. And again, in the culture of India at the present time, it's a big thing to be a success. You have to be a success. Success means you get a job in England, if you're in India. Or England, America's better. If you can't make it to America, then England's okay. And if you can't make it to England, at least to Dubai. And if you can't make it to Dubai, at least to Bombay. Being a success, and first thing is you have to pass your degree, then you have to get a good job, well-paying job, and you have to earn enough money to purchase a little pigeonhole in Bombay, which you can't hardly move in because it's so small, but it costs 3 crores of rupees anyway. So that's the main thing which shows you're a success, not that you can squeeze into a tiny little apartment, or you can get a big house in England and there's no space to move in it because the beds fill up all the space and the furniture. But it's a big house, so you're a success. Jai! Made it. And it's miserable. But you proved yourself. You're a success. But it's all envy of Krishna. I'm not envious of Krishna. Most people are doing it, never even heard of Krishna. Well, but it's the mentality that we think is normal and natural, to want to have a better life with a job and an income and degrees commensurate to our status. But all this showing oneself to be great, it means that we are fully ensconced in the consciousness of envy of Krishna. Now, if we take to devotional service, then you can use your big house and your big car and everything else. You can dovetail that in Krishna's service. It's not that if we take to devotional service, we shouldn't have a house. We all have to just sit outside. No such thing. But this mentality, which we find very difficult to overcome, even in devotional service, of wanting to be honored, it's another aspect of not thinking oneself the dasanudasanudas, the spiritual outlook is, instead of trying to promote oneself, I'm so great when Krishna is so great, is to think, I want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of course, he was teaching Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita, in which is stated that the perfection is to live at Radha Kund. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, I won't live at Radha Kund. I'll stay at Govardhan. If I'm allowed to stay at Govardhan, I'll stay there. I'm not fit to stay at Radha Kund. My gurus, they serve at Radha Kund, and I will go from Govardhan to serve them. I'm not. So this attitude, that to be the servant of the servant of the servant, this is devotional service. But we find in devotional service, it's not just that by picking up a bead bag that we, all of a sudden, transform immediately, suddenly, to be a pure devotee in the full sense. That's why we have the process of sadhana bhakti. It's a gradual process. Ado, shraddha, tata, sadhu, sangha. Then bhajana kriya, Anartha Nivritti, becoming first we have some initial faith, then associating with devotees, taking up the process of Krishna consciousness, and then the cleansing of the heart. Cleansing of the heart, that can be described in various ways. It means when the heart is fully cleansed, then we can actually chant the holy name. Now we're chanting, but actual chanting is on the platform. Trinada Pisa Nichana, Torori Vasayishana, Amanina Amanadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. There's actual chanting begins when we chant in this mood. But chanting in the stage of sadhana, praying for the mercy, that Kobe Hobe Bolo Shede Nama, Amaraparada Guchi, Shudha Nama Ruchi, Kripa Bale Hobe, Hridoye Shancha. We're praying for the mercy to be freed from all offenses, so the taste for the holy name can manifest within our hearts. But this tendency to want to be honored is very dangerous. As long as we don't fully imbibe that, means we haven't fully understood. In attaining spiritual knowledge, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the first condition is amanitvam. And as long as we haven't fully imbibed that, we can't properly understand what it means to be a servant of Krishna. So we follow sadhana bhakti rules and regulations. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned us that this desire for honor enters in devotional service and can spoil our devotional service, even when we're at least supposed to be cultivating the spirit of humility. We can be maybe unknown to ourselves, internally cultivating a mood of let me be honored, which means we didn't understand what it means to be a servant of Krishna. We might be able to talk about it or even preach about it to others, but as long as we are trying to or we have this tendency to want to be honored, then that will spoil our devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned about the creeper of the holy name, which we're watering by hearing and chanting, but there can be weeds which look like the bhakti lata, the creeper of devotional service, but it's not. It looks like it, and we go on watering it, but in the meantime, these weeds, they crush the real creeper, the lata, the vine which goes up. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave some examples of the kind of weeds which destroy proper spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness. He said, Nishedacha Kutinati Jibe Hingshan Pratishtadi Asha, Pratishtasha, Pratishtadi Asha, Jato, La Puja Pratishtasha, Jato Upashakagon. He said that there are so many different weeds, prominent among which are acting in a way which is prohibited on the bhakti path. Deceitfulness, violence to jivas, violence to others. Then the desire for personal gain, the desire to be respected, the desire to be honored, these things, puja pratishta, these are close synonyms, the desire for honor, the desire for respect. And our acharyas have particularly warned against this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has warned that this pratishtasha, the desire for honor, he says that even though we may be following very nicely all the rules and regulations, we may have given up gross sense gratification, but this subtle sense gratification of wanting to be noticed for it, wanting to be honored for it, that can spoil our devotional service. We can study the books, memorize the books, repeat the books, give good talks based on the books, distribute the books, play mridanga very nicely, be a big leader, or whatever. Or we may not be like that, we may be very humble in our behavior, and people say, oh, he's very humble. They say, oh, they're saying I'm very humble. And that goes, that can be a pollution in our consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, who praises me is my enemy. It's so dangerous, the desire for praise. Same time he had Vyasa Puja festivals in which devotees were praising him. So it is possible to go on in devotional service and be noticed. We want to do very well in devotional service. We want to chant nicely, serve nicely, humbly, and we're likely to be noticed for that. It's a bit of a conundrum here, because we want to serve nicely and do well, do the best for Krishna. We're doing the best we can for Krishna, and then others notice that and praise that, and something changes in our consciousness, maybe very slightly. That instead of thinking only how I can do it very nicely for Krishna, we start to think that I'll do it nicely for Krishna, and then others will notice and they'll praise that. It may work the other way also, that we don't want to be criticized, and for that reason we may go along with so many nonsense things. How is it that this enters? It's just the trick of Maya. It's another trick of Maya. Maya doesn't sleep. She's always out to get us. Actually, when we take to devotional service, all the more she tries to get us. Generally, she's in the avaranatmika mode, just keeping everyone covered in illusion. Most of the jivas have no idea what the goal of life is, that there is a goal of life. They're just completely covered by Maya. And one who tries to come out, then prakshepatmika, kicking us back. She goes into overdrive to try to drive us back. And this is one of the tricks to make us desire to be honored. And then it's not amanitvam, it's manitvam, the desire to be honored. And then what happens? And then we think, I am doing such nice service. We think I am the doer. It happens in devotional service also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically warned. It's the trap of Maya. That devotees, they may have to interact with non-devotees in their work situation. It's very dangerous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned. Asat Sangha Tyag. A Vaishnavacha. There are many warnings. Don't associate with non-devotees, but we find at the present time in Vaishnava society, that in the world today, that most devotees who are initiated spend most of their time with non-devotees. And it's very dangerous, because non-devotees have a different outlook on life altogether. And by associating with them, and they have their way of thinking, and we may not want to tell them about our way of thinking, or they may have certain attitudes which are non-devotional or anti-devotional, They may be interested in so many things which they like to talk about, which we're not interested in, or we shouldn't be interested in. But then they'll say, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong with them? Why don't they go to our parties? Or even if you go to their party, you don't want to drink what they drink. It becomes hard, and you may think, well, okay, all right. Just a little sip of wine. It's not that bad. We may think that devotees fall down. That's how fall down happens. Peer pressure. Bad association. Because why is that? If we know what should be done and what shouldn't be done, but we just don't, it's just too much to be dishonored. We want people, well, social pressure to make us conform to some kind of norm. That's why it's good to be in association with devotees, because that social pressure is there also. Why don't you conform? You should do this, conform to this. Or it may be that devotees, they have some position in the Krishna consciousness movement. They may do big service, and that's recognized by others. We should recognize those who are doing big service. But that may, with that come the big man syndrome, with big ego, can come. Others see, here's a big, or someone may come to devotional service and look and see, oh, I want to be like that. I remember some years ago, one of my disciples joined as a brahmachari. His parents said, well, we want to see in a short time he's a Tamil president. We don't want him to join, but if he's going to join, he should be a Tamil president in a short time. He didn't become a Tamil president, but he got posted overseas. So that was okay, outside of India. Something prestigious. So that thought that I want to be like that, I want to be one of the top guys, why should I be a small person? And it may be, we have seen among devotees that they do big service, but they want that it's known also, others should know. And the titles, the positions are given. I'm not saying everyone's like that, but that can be there. They want to advertise or let others know their achievements, exaggerating their achievements. In the Bhagavatam, we see Krishna tells Uddhava that a devotee should not advertise his devotional activities, otherwise his service will be the cause of false pride. Doing service, but it causes false pride because we're doing it in a mood. If we're advertising it, that means we're trying to promote ourselves. Raghunath Das Goswami, he discussing pratishtha, the desire for honor, he compared it to a chandali, which means a low-class woman of very poor character. So it's like associating in our minds with the desire for honor is like embracing very low class prostitute. And then he goes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in explaining this, says that the illicit lover of this desire for honor is deceitfulness. So these two things go together: desire for honor and then deceitfulness. We want to show that we're better than we're not, the better than we are. Try to show ourselves great, put down others, And without noticing it, we can lose the thread. Now, it's not everyone has such a serious spiritual disease, but this is one way that we can fall away from Krishna consciousness or remain but not really make any proper progress because we're not doing it all for Krishna. Krishnate akila cheshta. Everything should be done for Krishna. That means not only the physical act of performing service, but the offering in our minds, it's all for Krishna. We can lose that thread if we don't have this amanitvam, the lack of desire for honor. Then, just like in Gita, Lord Krishna says about lust, jnanam avritya dehinam, it covers the consciousness. Lust covers the consciousness. The clear spiritual knowledge of the embodied living being. So this is another form of lust which pollutes the heart and our real knowledge becomes covered. And we've seen it's in the history of ISKCON in this country, unfortunately, we've seen devotees doing tremendous service, huge service, which we can't even imagine doing ourselves, and then crashing, doing so much good and then so much harm by taking the faith of others and then just crashing into Maya. Because that attitude of taking a position so high and then treating devotees in an arrogant manner, imperious manner, or it can be that devotees are doing very good service, do a lot of good, but they do a lot of harm also by treating devotees in a very rough manner. So we should be careful. We may not have the opportunity to do so much harm as those who are doing very big service. If we're doing very big service, we have the opportunity to mess things up in a big way. But at least in our own lives, we should be careful. Sadhu Savdhan, be careful. This Trinad Apivas, being humble, it doesn't just mean being polite. The British are famous for being polite when they're not having riots. But having been raised in this country, I can understand that often the British people are talking very politely, but you can understand from the tone of voice that they say, thank you very much, but what they're actually saying is, get out of here, you jerk. It's all in the tone of voice. It's all very subtle. But humility doesn't just mean being polite. It means a revamping of our total revamping of our present diseased way of thinking. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Even if I take to devotional service, others should serve me. So you may think, what is this guy talking about? He's sitting on a big seat and telling everyone all these things. It may seem like hypocrisy. It is a dilemma. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also addressed this, that how can you sit on a big seat and teach people about humility? But then he explained, it's one of his classic lectures, he explained that, well, the order is there to be guru, and in guru you have to explain all these things and you have to accept respect. But at the same time, the attitude, the internal attitude in this regard, we can sing one song, and just of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I know you all came here to get inspired, and this might not be the most inspiring, but Shravanam Kirtanam also means spiritual education, and I'm speaking for my own benefit also, because if I don't speak these things, then how will I know? And how can even I myself start to think of the, I'm in a more dangerous position than all of you. We're all on the razor's edge. I'm particularly speaking this because there's some particular need to say this at the present time. Although it's always a relevant topic, it should always be borne in mind. Don't become depressed. We may recognize certain anartas in our heart, but Krishna consciousness means always going forward, always going up. We always have to check where we are at, recalibrate. We're supposed to be going on a straight path back to Godhead, but we can always go off a little bit, so we have to see, we have to get back on the path. So this amanitvam, how we can chant in such a way that pure love of God will arise. So this is one of the conditions. Amanitvam. This to be considered very seriously. So now you can please put on the screen, there's a song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur beginning, Kripa Karo Vaishnava Thakur. You please put that up, and in the meantime I'll read it, and then we can sing it, and then we can have more of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mercy in the form of his Gaura Arati Kirtan. So the song goes, is it up there? Kripa Karo Vaishnava Thakur. Very easy to understand. It's a prayer for mercy from the great Vaishnava. Sambandha Janiya Bhajite Bhajite Abhiman How Dur. Knowing my relationship, which means with Krishna, going on worshipping and worshipping Krishna, then this abhiman, which can here be understood to mean false egoism, that will go to a long distance. Amito Vaishnav e buddhi hoile. If I think I am a Vaishnava, omani nahabo ami, then I won't be amani. I won't have this characteristic of not desiring honor, which suggests will be the other way. Pratishtha asha ashi hridoy dushibe hoibo niroyagami. The desire for honor and prestige will come in my heart, polluted, and then I'll become a candidate for going to hell. So then he sings, Tomar Kinkar. He's praying to the Vaishnav Guru, the great Paramahamsa Vaishnav. Your servant, I'm your humble servant. Tomar kinko apane janebo, guru abhiman taji. That I am your servant. I will know this. I will understand this. And I'll give up the mentality of being a guru. Toma uchishta padajala renu shada nishkapate bhaji. The food remnants, prasada remnants of yourself, the Vaishnava Thakur, and the water and dust from the lotus feet, that I will always worship without deceitfulness. Nije Shreshta Jani, Ucheshtadi Dane, Habe Abhimana Bha. I am thinking, I am great. I am the best. I will give my remnants to others. If I think like this, then I'll be full of egoism. Tai shishyatava takya sharvada na loibo puja ka. Therefore, I will always remain in the position of your disciple and not accept worship from anyone. Amanid amani manada. This we find in this Trinadapi verse. not desiring honor, giving honor to others, hoile kirtane, in this condition, performing kirtan, adhika dibe tumi, you will give the eligibility for chanting in this way. Toma charane nishkaparte ami kandiya lutibo bhumi. So your lotus feet, I will non-duplicitously worship, crying, rolling on the ground, taking the dust from your lotus feet. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who did accept disciples, who did give food remnants to others. But the internal attitude should be, I'm not accepting honor from others. We accept honor if others honor, and the Vaishnavas should be honored, but they should think, it's not for me. It's the duty of the junior devotees to respect the senior devotees. But the senior devotees should think, Jogata Bichare, Jogata Bichare, what is that? Kichu Nahi Pai, Tomara Karuna Sha, that I have no qualification. It's all the mercy of my guru. So it's a fine line to understand all these things. Is the song up there? Then we can sing it. Kripa Karo Vaishnava Thakur. Kripa Karo Vaishnava Thakur. Shambandha janiya bhajite bhajite abhiman how do. Shambandha janiya bhajite bhajite abhiman how do. Amito Vaishnav Ebuddhi Hoile Omanina Hobo Ami. Amito Vaishnav Ebuddhi Hoile Omanina Hobo Ami. Pratishtasha ashi hridai dushibe haibo nirayagami. Pratishtasha ashi hridai dushibe haibo nirayagami. Tomar kinkar apane janibo guru abhimana taji. Tomar kinkar apane janibo guru abhimana taji. Tomaru chishta pada jala renu shada nishka parte bhaji. Tomara uchishta pada jala renu shada nishka parte bhaji. Nijay Shrishta Jani Ucheshtadi dane habe abhiman bha. Nije shreshta jani ucheshtadi dane habe abhiman bha. Tai shisha taba takia sharva da na loibo puja ka. Tai shisha taba takia sharva da na loibo puja ka. Omani mana da hoile kirtane adhikar dibe tumi. Omani mana da hoile kirtane adhikar dibe tumi. Tomar charane nishkapote ami kandiya lurti bo bhumi. Tomar charane nishkapote ami kandiya lurti bo bhumi. Kripa karo Vaishnav Thakur. Kripa karo Vaishnav Thakur. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya churna kang padaya nipatya kritva chaka kushata metada humbravimi. Hey, sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charne gurutanu ragaha. Parivada tu jano yata tata va nano makaro navayang vicharyama. Hari rasa madira madati mata. Bhuvi vilutama nartama niravishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaurangera Arotik Shobha, Jagajana Manalobha.